Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, your host for this evening. This May the 19th, 2007. We can see ourselves getting closer to a time when tyranny turns into tribulation. As with every week, I'm going to ask you to start off with me in a word of prayer. I'm asking you to join me in prayer for those who are taking a stand against New World Order. And as always, I ask, please, don't just listen to me pray. Add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, health, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the precipice of finding out, are we really, truly free people with a constitutionally limited government, a document that protects the limited scope of what they can run on? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that's got the right to tell you what's good for you, tell you what risk you cannot take with yourself? We can see it all coming on as quickly. We can see the time of the end coming on quickly, too. Wars and rumors of wars. Chariots that jostle to and fro in the streets. Flaming torches. Didn't say anything about horses. Talked about chariots. A sign of the time of the end. Corruption in high places. We are waiting for this to come down upon us. I've noticed that freedom really isn't free. It was purchased for us at the price of oil and tears and property and blood. And I got to tell you, many times as I've done this program, I have not paid a nickel. Republic Broadcasting is carrying the brunt of all this expense. And I think it's important to help support this kind of an effort because our children and our grandchildren's freedom are at stake. So I'm asking you to send what support you can to John Stadtmiller at the Republic Broadcasting Organization, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, and that's in Suite 100, in the town of Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. One more time on that, Republic Broadcasting, John Stadtmiller, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. You can reach us in a number of ways, through republicbroadcasting.org, where there's a wealth of information, archives and books and banner sponsors that can help you understand, and on the shortwave radio at 5.050. And we're also available on the satellite at Galaxy 1R, Transponder 17, narrowband 7.92 horizontal polarity. And if you have the 4D TV, it's Galaxy One Channel 954. And if you're on the KU band, that's Galaxy 25 Transponder 11836 at a symbol rate of 2.070. We're going to be right back. Please stay tuned. We're going to take a bite out of this New World Order.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and
Jack Otto with this May the 19th issue of Radically Right. We're going to talk about this New World Order and some of the tentacles that they are trying to insert into us to suck the lifeblood out of us. You too be part of the program by calling in 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We have a caller coming in. Let's take Morris from Texas. Morris, you want to tell us about some new legislation?
Yes, sir, Mr. Otto. We have the Audubon Highway trying to be built, the Synagogue of Satan Highway, Agenda 21 from the UN here in Texas called the Trans-Texas Corridor. And we're in support of House Bill 1892, which Governor Perry vetoed. And now they're trying to substitute it with a watered-down bill, the Senate Bill 792. And we need everybody to call area code 512-463-0670. That's Mike Cruzy. He's a district representative of Texas, who is pushing this bill, and he barely got reelected. We need to send him a message and tell him that we want to override this veto. We almost have enough votes. We need to put the pressure on, and that number again is 512-463-0670.
We find as time goes on here that we are being subjected to more and more tyranny, more laws that just do not comport with the Constitution, and unfortunately, sometimes they don't even make any bones about it, like the income tax law. Here we are paying income tax when the Constitution says very directly that they can only have apportioned taxes. And we have Supreme Court decisions that say that the laws on which they found our income tax really are offering the government no new opportunities act. And we find every time we turn around, they're running something. Here up in Michigan, let me tell you about what they did to us in Michigan. It was several times they brought up to vote that we would have this lotto, that the government would be allowed to get into the numbers racket business. And we kept turning it down, and they kept bringing it back up and putting it on the ballot until it finally got through under the promise that every bit of that money, every bit of it, would go to bolstering the schools so that we'd have more money for education. What we didn't realize was they did. They put every penny of it into the school fund, but every penny they stuck into the school fund, they pulled a penny back out and stuck back in the general treasury. So all we're talking about is sleight of hand to get us into this shelf game. Where
yes,
they hide money and spend it the way they want and promise whatever they feel like promising and don't feel like they have to keep it.
Yes, sir.
The Texas law, right, Morris?
Yes, sir. And down here in Texas, they added like $25, $26 to our registration fee, which does the same thing as a 39-cent phone call to OnStar. And they call it for environmental protection, and it does nothing.
I think what we're talking about here is looking for excuses to suck those after-tax dollars out of our pocket. Every time we turn around, they give us a spin and extract some of our money. And it's so simple for them to come up with new little games, new little Ponzi schemes, new little twists of things. Now, there's a community not too far from me, just what we call a downriver area by Detroit. And this area it's called Taylor. And the police are writing people up with traffic tickets for going 2 miles over the speed limit or 5 miles under. I don't know about you, but that seems like tyranny to me.
Well, it's similar to what we've done in our city here. We've given fines to people that they said that was going to save thousands of dollars of diesel fuel if trucks idle over 5 minutes. And if you start up a diesel truck, you use almost that much fuel just starting up one of these big rigs. And they haven't written a single ticket, and they've claimed to save thousands and thousands of dollars since they passed this legislation. It's ridiculous.
Well, sometimes they talk that they a good game, that they really do understand what's going on, and they care about us, that we're going to do it for the children.
Well, I love you, and I'm not going to let them love me to death, but I love you, and I appreciate you, and thank you for your fine service.
Thank you, Morris. Appreciate your contribution tonight. There we are. We are on the very precipice of our destiny. Are we really, truly free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful super state? You got to ask yourself, when you're going down the road and you look up in that rearview mirror, what kind of a feeling do you get when you see a cop car behind you? You look up there and you see one cop car, do you get the feeling, oh, good, I'm being protected? Or do you get the feeling, oh, just look at me over, trying to find some kind of excuse to pull me over and suck the money out of my wallet. And you know which kind of a feeling you get. The difference between the two is the difference. Liberty, tyranny. You too may call in 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. You know, if you want to get right down to the crux of the problem, you have to identify our would-be masters. It's not always easy to get to the heart of the matter. And there's a whole lot of people out here that believe that this great conspiracy, the Jewish conspiracy, and I have to say it is not. Let's define a couple terms. Let's define what a Jew is. And if you look back in the Old Testament, you find that there were 12 Hebrew tribes. There were 10 northern tribes and 2 southern tribes. The southern tribes were Benjamin and Judah. And it wasn't until a couple hundred years ago, about the time of the formation of the United States, that we started using a just sound for the letter J instead of using it as a Y sound. And so if we were to pronounce correctly, it would be Judah instead of Judah. And the Creator's name is not Jehovah, but Yahweh. And his son's name is not Jesus, which means little Zeus, but Yeshua, or son of Yah. And we can find it in Psalms 68:4 that his name is Yah. And if there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, I think it's important to get it right. Free people were subjects of an all-powerful super state. That's a really good question to ask yourself. How important is it for you to be free? It's important enough that if you don't have it, you're not going to pass it on to your children. They won't be passing it on to their grandchildren. So we have those 12 tribes. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Nephilim, Manasseh, Simon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph. And the 2 southern tribes were Judah and Benjamin. And these people have absolutely nothing to do with this great conspiracy to bring about world government. This world government is being brought about by false Jews, people from Khazaria in northern Turkey who only pretended to embrace Judaism so that they would be able to infiltrate and do secretive operations. We have a caller come in here, Rita from Colorado. Come on up, Rita. What do you
have? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, well, interesting on this subject, I just noticed that Reverend Martinez ad, which he had changed to calling George Bush a Zionist, was corrected to what it was in the first place, to call him a Jew. And I think that what people need to understand, you know, even though we've got a Zionist-controlled media, there is at some point it's kind of like a distinction without a difference, because they've kind of created this middle ground between Jews and Christians, and Jews and Christians for many, you know, hundreds of years have decided that there isn't a middle ground between Jews and Christians. And that, you know, the people for a couple thousand years have understood that the people who keep the faith of Christianity are deserving to call themselves Christians. And this doesn't really, you know, enter into the equation for most people, but for somebody such as George Bush, okay.
Rita, we got a break coming up here. We're going to have to ask you to hold on for a minute. We'll be right back, folks. Please stay tuned. This is Radically Right with Jack Otto talking to Rita from Colorado. Please hold.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, your host. We're talking to Rita from Colorado. And Rita, before I turn the floor back over to you, I would like to try to encourage people to differentiate between the real Jews and these false Jews. So many times we say Jews versus Christians, but it's not the Jews that are against it. It's the false Jews that have taken such an adversarial stand against us in an effort to aggrandizement of power and a real passion to dominate. Go ahead, Rita, finish up your point, would you?
Oh, yeah, well, my point was that I want to show my solidarity with Reverend Martinez because sometimes we get into this name game thing and we don't really say what we're really talking about. And, you know, it might be there are good Jews, and I think that Christians have been bending over backwards, you know, trying to wait to see who the good Jews are. We let a Jew be the director of Central Intelligence. Now we've got
That's not a Jew. That's a false Jew.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that...
If we allow them to get away with letting it slip that they're Jews when they're not, then we end up disliking the Jews for what these false Jews are doing.
Right.
You're talking about Chertoff, right?
Right. Now, we also...
Ashkenazim right for Russia.
Right.
He was a big shot in the KGB.
Right. So, what I'm really saying is that we've really, you know, Christians have been doing this, you know, bending over backwards, and you know, well, who do the Jews put up? Well, we see a false Jew instead of a real Jew, and how are we supposed to, relate? How are we supposed to say, what's what? But, we live in a world where we understand the distinctions between Christians and Jews, and we know that there isn't a middle ground. There isn't a super religion between Jew Christianity. There might be these people that work between faiths, and make the necessary kinds of changes or agreements, but it's supposed to be set up so that we have kind of separate universes. And so that, in that way, I think it is better for me to say, I agree with Reverend Martinez and to call George Bush a Jew, because George Bush did not adhere to the scriptures that, that what Christians consider an improvement to the faith, over the last 2,000 years. And as a matter of fact, showed himself to be somebody. Let me put it this way. Say, there are people who wear different hats, right? Some people have different jobs, and some of the people even have jobs where they're supposed to be supervisors of another person, and make sure that person can work, and do something. But then the other job, it sort of has a conflict. Well, this person put himself in the position where he could play a game of, say, I'm whatever religion I want, whenever that religion, whenever I'm supposed to make a decision in that regard. And, people like me who have been looking at the situation all this time have seen what people have done, and it's actually trying to usurp our inalienable rights.
Oh, yes, this is a big war against the Bill of Rights.
Right, and so these people understood what was going on. They understood that, to make the world their way, what they're really trying to do is to destroy Christianity. And so it isn't, really serving Christians any purpose to say that there are people called Zionist Christians, because it's like saying that there are Christians that don't believe in Christianity,
Yeah, it's an oxymoron. There's no doubt about it.
Right. And so, to that point, I agree with you about the false Jews. I agree with, everything you say. But at the same time, I still have to show my solidarity with Reverend Martinez, and to say that the people that say that they are Christians should respect the rights of Christians. It's basically that way.
It's pretty hard to deny that. That's absolutely true. Those who say they are Christians should have respect for Christianity. Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Rita. Appreciate your call.
Thank you, Jack.
Have a good one. We have Clayton from Missouri. Go ahead, Clayton.
Yeah, I want to make a few points about the Jews, but first I want to make a point about David Koresh. Last week we spoke about David and Waco and the events that took place. Last hour I was listening to a different shortwave station, and this gentleman made a statement that has been bandied about, and it's not true, about David Koresh. David Koresh never claimed that he was Jesus Christ. He never claimed that he was the Son of God, or that he was God, or he was divine. What he did say is that he believed that he was a Messiah. Now, the term Messiah literally means anointed one. And what he believed was that he was an anointed man of God.
Hold on, we got a break coming up here. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Clayton from Missouri, and we'll discuss this more on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, the
because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto. We're online now with Clayton from Missouri, and he has brought up the subject matter of David Koresh's Waco compound. You know those Seventh-day Adventists at the Mount Carmel Church, the one the feds called Koresh's Waco compound, have experienced some really intense religious persecution. You know, the videos that show tanks pushing walls inside the compound are damning. Survivors claim that the very first live fire at the shootout came from helicopter machine guns before the ground troops ever arrived. And the main cause of death there was from CF, a warfare gas or powder. It's 80 times more powerful than CN tear gas. It was illegal to use on any of that CS on Saddam Hussein's Iraqi troops. But our Attorney General, Janet Johnny Reno, found it acceptable to use on American children at Waco. And on 60 Minutes, Attorney General Janet Reno claimed that they brought it on themselves because they were cultists. And she went on to define what is a cultist. And specifically, she names the following characteristics common to cultists. Number one, they have a strong belief in the Bible and the second coming of Christ. Wait a second. That's the top of the list? And that makes them a cultist, and that's why it was all right to kill them? What kind of logic is this? Number two, they frequently attend Bible studies. Oh, Koresh and his people surely did that, didn't they? And number three, they have a high level of giving to Christian causes. Oh, that sounds like a really good reason for killing children, doesn't it? Some hold and school their children. And you know what? You can hardly blame them because they're not getting much of an education in the public school system. When they win those spelling bees, we find that even though there's a small percentage of people who are homeschooled, the winners of the spelling bees are homeschooled. Number five, they've accumulated survival food. Oh, I've done that. I wonder if they can come and smite me for having some extra food. Number six, they have a strong belief in the Second Amendment. Oh, forbid that anybody should have respect for our Constitution. That makes them a cultist, and we got to kill them? Come on, Janet Reno. That's exactly what she said on 60 Minutes. Number seven, they distrust big government. And you may know some who fit Attorney General Janet Reno's targeted profiles, and do they really deserve the treatment planned for cultists? It seems harsh that those who believe in justice would tolerate that. Janet Reno later admitted to the Fed that she also introduced pyrotechnics into the Waco church. When CS is heated, it becomes hydrogen cyanide, the very gas used in execution chambers. Now, Janet Reno has a master's degree in chemistry from Cornell University and therefore must have known what CS and heat would do to those children. I think that kind of negates the federal claim that they all committed suicide. They were murdered. And since the feds brought and occupied the deserted house across the street from Koresh's church, they knew that he went jogging several times a week, and he could have been apprehended at that time without killing the children. And if they really believed he was unstable enough to hurt children, then why did the feds blast that place 24-7 with searchlights and the sounds of rabbits being slaughtered and, oh, forbid Nancy Sinatra singing? Gonna walk all over you. You know, that kind of loud noises and lights would not help an alleged madman to act more rationally. But what the multi-jurisdictional task force implemented was just such a terrorist technique. Survivors claim that David Koresh displaced Ben Roden as the pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Branch Davidian for good cause. They contend that Ben Roden had been producing methamphetamine and distributing cocaine, Colombian cocaine, for the insiders. Koresh and the other Branch Davidians at the Mount Carmel Church wanted absolutely nothing to do with the drug trafficking. And this was to the chagrin of law enforcement up the conspiracy chain of command. Some believe that when Bill Clinton spent an extra day at Waco in 1992 just to counsel with Illuminati member Bernie Rappaport, that he got a substantial contribution or promise to take care of Koresh and the Davidian. So I have to agree with you. David Koresh did not say that he was Jesus the Messiah. He said he was a sinful Messiah, and he pointed out to one in the Old Testament that was a latter-day prophet. And it sure looked like they came and killed him just according to the prophecy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I tend to believe that he probably was correct in saying that he was an anointed man of God, because they sure were in a hurry to kill him and do it in the most brutal way possible. And, so, you know, there's been a lot of lies spread about David Koresh, none of which has any foundation in fact, and to smear his name. And unfortunately, too many Christian patriots buy into these lies, and I guess because they really can't come to grips with the fact that the U.S. government went down there and committed premeditated bloody murder.
And there is no other conclusion that we can come to. That was premeditated murder.
Yep.
Now, they claim the Branch Davidians were making drugs, but they'd already displaced this Ben Roden, their man. And that was the excuse for going in there and getting those army tanks to smite these people.
Yep.
It's kind of like the weapons of mass destruction that weren't there.
That's right. Yeah, it was a crime that he didn't have. But, you know, I've got to jump to the Jews here. 90% of the who call it, the people that call themselves Jews, 90% are Ashkenazi. Now, we know that before.
I heard 92%, but that's trivial.
Well, you're probably right. That's probably closer to the truth. And, of course, before they were Ashkenazi, they were known as Khazars. And what a lot of people don't know is that before they were Khazars, they were Edomite Jews, who are the descendants of Esau. And if you know your Bible, you know that the Edomites are the hated enemy of the 12 tribes of Israel. And it's no coincidence that today that the 12 tribes of Israel find themselves in subjugation to Esau, the Edomites. And if you know who Israel is, the 12 tribes of Israel, who they are on the planet today, then you can understand Bible prophecy and you know exactly what's going on. But if you do not know who the 12 tribes of Israel are, then you don't know. You're just guessing at Bible prophecy. And I've seen all these Bible prophecy teachers come and go. They make all these predictions that never come to pass. And the reason why is because they don't know who Israel is. And I'm going to tell you, I'm only going to say it once because I take a lot of flack for it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. The 12 tribes of Israel are the white Anglo-Saxons, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred peoples. You can find them in Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and what's left of us in South Africa and Zimbabwe. And we are the ones that have been placed in subjugation by these people who call themselves Jews, who are actually Edomites. And, but
I have to agree with you. And I think if you noticed in the scriptures, they talk about how they went up to the north and to the west. And if you take a look at what is north and west of Palestine, you will find the Scandinavian countries in Europe. They're in the western part of Europe. And all the white people there, the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Go ahead, finish your point.
Well, that's right. When we left the Middle East, we went through the Caucasus Mountains, and that is why today the white people are known as Caucasians. And the thing is these people who call themselves Jews, in their own Encyclopedia Judaica, in the 1925 edition, they admit that Edom is in modern Jewry. They admit it. They know who they are. I think we need to take their word for what they're telling us.
And we do, too.
But we can defeat them with the power.
We don't have any choice. We have to.
That's
our children are at stake.
We can defeat them with the power of prayer. If we pray, and this is so critical, and you understand the importance, if we pray to our Father, Almighty Yahweh, in the name of His Son, Yahshua, there is power in the name of Yahweh and power in the name of His Son, Yahshua. If we do this in faith, we can defeat these people.
That's why I try to get people to pray together with me at the opening of each program. I, too, agree with you wholeheartedly and think it is important. Any other points, Clayton?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your call, sir. We're going to jump right over to Michael from New York. Go ahead, Michael. Michael, do we have you?
Yes.
Go for it.
How do you do, Jack?
I'm great. Jump right into it.
Yep. I'd like to address the Jews issue, going way back to the Sadducees. The Sadducees, according to my research, has been that they are the true Torah-type Jews, where the modern-day Karaites which means they haven't embraced any kind of Talmud or any kind of reinterpretation of the Torah.
Yes, the Sadducees were strictly Old Testament, Ten Commandment people, and the
right.
and the oral tradition there. But
right, a lot of people tend to blend them together with the Pharisees, which is totally different.
Yes.
Which is a little bit, yeah.
And yet we hear that the Messiah spoke against both the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
Yeah, and for that reason is a good reason, in my opinion, to be against them both. However, I think the Pharisees took control of all of the Jews from way back by making a deal with the Muslims, from what I understand from my research. And they made a deal to represent the Jews as a whole. And they wrote down their Talmud in 1040 A.D., which is why we have that 1040 form, which is the modern-day plunder form that we use to give up our hard-earned earnings that we've pledged to our labor for these debt dollars that are responsible for so much of our suffering, going back to 1933 when the United States went bankrupt under the Rothschilds, basically creating the Great Depression by creating a huge contraction of the money that was available.
Yes, they do that. If you expand the money supply, you have the feeling of prosperity. More people are working, but you see that prices continue to climb as the money becomes expanded and worth less. And
that's right.
As contracted, we find that there's less of it in operation. And during the Great Depression, they removed one-third of the money from the system. And when
that's
you
right.
remove that much of the money from the system, it is going to cause a recession, unless, of course, you're out of work, then you want to call it a depression.
Yep, exactly.
Right in the heart of depression. And we don't need Prozac for this depression. We don't need Prozac for Xanax.
And I was about to go into that. You know, that's the second thing I wanted to bring up was the mind control aspects of these things, and you hit right on to it, and that's another thing that's involved with these things. Since they've been plundering this country like maniacs, they've been throwing the fluoride into the water, they've been, you know, mercury into our mouths, they're doing all kinds of crazy nonsense, the chemtrails in the air, and there's a billion other things that you can point to. The degradation of all the food supply, basically, of everything that's manufactured, it's designed to make you sick, and you know, they work you like a dog. And the reason why is because they're completely afraid that you're going to wake up and realize what has happened. Everybody has been pledged as for their labor to be the monetary instruments of this country, and that's what's holding it up. And it's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Well, what you're talking about is absolutely true. We find that we are registered under the Department of Commerce with our birth certificate.
There you go. And that bond number on the back, you see it's an 8-digit number with the two letters on there, and you look at the FRN notes, the Federal Reserve notes, and you'll see it's the same exact type number on there. And that exactly corresponds to the pledges of labor that has been on the Social Security numbers and the birth certificates that people have applied for, and it's completely unwittingly.
Well, we think it's unwitting, but they are conniving, they're planning it, slippery, and sophisticated, too, about it.
Oh,
Oftentimes, we don't realize how much they've got in place to lead us down some primrose path. And oftentimes, the preparations for one of these catastrophes, where they've got some of these characters like this Chew that just shot up Virginia Tech, or some of these other people who have gone up gone off on a nut and destroyed people in a McDonald's or other situation like Columbine. Find that every one of those people are on some of these mood altering, these antidepressants.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
well,
when they get on these antidepressants, it makes you go a little squirrely, but not nearly as squirrely as when you try to get off them.
That's exactly right. One other thing I would like to point out, though, is that a lot of times they just like to have these straw man tactics to blame something on something else.
Yes.
For instance, energy. They suppress a ton of technology, even though they know very well they can create energy without using the oil.
Oh, absolutely.
They pretend as if it's necessary. The same thing with the mind control. They pretend as if it's blamed on Prozac, whereas they're using a lot more high-level techniques to implement it, and it's not really necessary to use these drugs.
Well, you guys, do you want me to hold you over, Michael?
Or yeah, if you could.
Okay, we've got a break coming up here. I hear music in the background.
To resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran, George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We're talking to Michael from New York. Go ahead and finish making your point, Michael.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, I'd just like to bring up this one last point. I've had this suspicion that I've been under a mind control project for quite a long time, and I've had a lot of, I don't know how to say, evidence of various kinds, in my opinion, that this has been going on. But I had a hair mineral analysis done, which says it completes the complete spectrum of different minerals. And I found that my rubidium and my lithium was astronomically high, way above the charts. And I looked it up, and I found that rubidium has the ability to reduce the circadian rhythm of a human, which means instead of thinking you have a 24-hour cycle, you think you have less than that, say 20 hours. So that 4 hours can just disappear, okay, when you're gone. And what the other interesting aspect of rubidium is that it has the tendency to help you suppress traumatic events, okay, and then return to a normal baseline as if it didn't happen. So if something happens during that time, you just go right back to thinking like, you know, you just feel as if nothing had happened during that time. The other thing is it makes you fearless and also has a tendency to kill cancers. But I just wanted to bring that up. And anybody who thinks they might be involved with mind control programs, I know you've had a program in the past regarding that, to get a hair mineral analysis checkup and take a look at that, because I haven't seen too many people talking about it, and I think it's one of the important elements to it. It's a non-toxic element, rubidium, but it does have a tendency to facilitate this mind control aspect that's been going on.
Well, we find that as we go on here that this mind control is much more pervasive than we ever thought it was. And oftentimes, the victims are programmed to get up in the middle of the night and still somewhat entranced.
There you go.
Go to a meeting and participate in the meeting and then go back home and have complete amnesia for the event.
Exactly.
Times that we don't realize that individuals are, without any awareness of what's really happened, being programmed. Oh, that MK Ultra is something else. This, we're talking about a
MK Ultra goes back to Project Bluebird, and Fritz Springermeier was one of the best deprogrammers out there, and they set him up just like they set up Mark Kernkey with a fake bank robbery and got him tossed in jail, and he's still in jail.
Oh,
and he's
stopped,
in. Pal. He's been in jail for 5 or 6 years now, and he won't get out until about 2012. What's that?
It was 7 years, and he just got out in the middle of March. Matter of fact, it was right on March the 15th.
Oh, Kornke you're talking about.
Yeah, Mark Kornke. No.
Yeah, he got out.
They've still got him.
Fritz Springermeier won't get out until 2012, from what I've read about his earliest release date. That's possible, and he's been the best with Cisco Wheeler. He's put out a bunch of documents, including how to create an undetectable mind control slave is one of the documents he's put out, and it's extremely elaborate, and it details a lot of the program.
Hold on, Michael. We've got
done.
A break coming up here. We're going to have to take a moment to patronize our sponsors. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic